Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is our weekly CEO lesson. This is where I mentor CEOs starting companies, you know, or you're newly into it a year in, or you've been doing it 30 years. I try to share with you what I have learned and where I can help you. I say I never know how long these lessons are going to be, but they're all good, and I wish I would have learned them when I first got started. This one's called, I Don't Need the Answer Immediately. What am I talking about? When I first got into, you know, running companies, I would get a phone call or a text, you know, whatever the case may be. I think wasn't getting texts back then, yeah, because I'm a dinosaur. But I would get a call, and there would be a problem. And I felt like I had to solve it then. And it forced me to make really quick decisions that weren't necessarily the right decisions. Okay, I really didn't evaluate a few of the things I should have. And I make decisions fast anyway. And I solve problems fast anyway. Why? Because I've seen so many over the years that I kind of have a database of what to do. But as a general rule, listen to this axiom. You don't need to answer the complaint, the problem immediately sometimes. You don't need to solve the problem immediately. There are times when you do, okay? There's a difference between a fire, obviously, and the potential for a fire, or a fire that's further away, okay? It may get to you, but it may not. And what I learned is that I felt like I had to have an answer for every situation the second I get it. And I even look at it now. I could get a text. I never know what the problem's going to be. I joked that my phone is like just a human toilet. It's a toilet bowl. I don't know what's going to be in there on any given day. Okay, I guess that would make it more like a porta potty. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen. But what I do know is I don't have to have all the answers the second I get the problem. So I get a problem. Boom, here it is. First thing I do is I look at, well, what are my options? Typically, there's options. I could solve it now. I could solve it tomorrow. I could solve it a week. I've got, you know, what do I have available to me? What are my options? Do I play out the bluff? Do I confront the person? I got a customer threatening to make a negative review. Do I play hardball with them? Okay, that's fine, but we're going to defend it, and it may not make you look as good. I mean, I can go into any little thing. My options, I got a key person ready to quit. What are my options? Do I have somebody in place to take that person's place? What are my options? I can go into all the different things. Okay, we have a financial shortfall. What are my options? I have a customer who hasn't paid, a client hasn't paid. What are my options? Again, I don't have to have the answer immediately, but I've learned to kind of look at all my options. Now, don't get me wrong. I have the ability to do that in a short amount of time now, but I want to know my options. Number two is I typically go into the war game scenario, and that is, what is the worst that can happen? I'm dealing with a client making, you know, just trying to, you know, in our business, you know, like clients that are unhappy believe that they have so much power with the power of a review now. The difference is I'll rebuttal that person and say, you know, honestly, this person doesn't need our company. They need therapy. Now, I'm the type that would probably do something similar. And I've let them know that. Like, listen, if you post something, we're happy to copy and paste your agreement. We're happy to copy and paste the photos of the finished job. I mean, you know, and let the world at large view whether you were unreasonable. I'm that person. I've told clients before, I said, the only problem with this client is they had alligator arms and couldn't get their checkbook to pay their bill. Yeah, I've rebutted with that online. I have that, you know, it's one of them where I'm not going to be taken hostage by a client. That's just one scenario, but in our business, that's really common. Okay. So I've decided, what is the worst that can happen? I think the worst that can happen is we don't respond. Even if we respond in a comical way, which is typically how I do it, I've heard clients say to me before, yeah, I like the way you kind of respond to, I like that you basically answer everything. And I'll rebuttal with them. Like, yeah, I'll tell you, this is the 1 in 100 that I couldn't make happy. Good luck. You know, good luck. What is the worst that can happen? I go through every scenario. Financially, when I make a decision, I go through what source it can happen. I could lose all of it, whatever. Again, you don't have to have every answer immediately. But these are the questions that I typically go through. I go through three. The first one is to share with you, what are my options? Number two, what is the worst that can happen? And number three, who can help me solve it? This is where having a talented team is so helpful. I mean, I have really talented people, and most of the time, in 8 out of 10 situations, I can just give it to one of my staff and I say this common phrase, please put this to bed. If it reaches a point where you can't, please let me know, and then I'll get back involved. But who can solve it? If you're the only person who can solve any problem in your company, you got a bad team. You got a bad team. I'm grateful to say that my team can shoulder about 80% of what happens in our company. There's 20% that they can't. And that's when I have to get involved. That's just the reality of it. And I think that's probably common with any company under 50 million. That, you know, the CEO and or the founder are typically involved in very few but some critical decisions and some critical problems. That's just the nature, you know, that's just the nature of the ballgame. All right, so again, what I tried to talk about today is don't think that the second you get you get that phone call, you get that, you know, letter, maybe it's, you know, legal, you're getting sued, you're getting this, you're getting that. Don't feel like you've got to solve it in like 24 hours. And I used to, I've had all those things happen. And now I pause. I look for, what are my options? What's the worst that can happen? That kind of puts my mind at ease. Okay, what's absolutely the worst that can happen? And then next, who can help me solve it? Do I need to bring in a consultant? Do I need to bring in an expert? Do I need to bring in one of my staff? Do I need to get some advice from, you know, an accountant, an attorney, or whatever the case may be? Who can help me solve it? I hope this helped you. This is the mentoring edition where I try to help my new CEOs, my longtime CEOs, try to share with you problems that I've had. As I've said, you know, hearing something secondhand, hearing a story secondhand, and how a person dealt with it, it's a lot cheaper. It'll save you a great deal of money and a great deal of, great deal of time and aggravation. So I try to share with you my stories. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Simply put, they're incredible at getting you more traffic to your site.